Hello and welcome back to another episode of Coffee and a Good Vibe. You guys, I have just been journaling a lot. It's Saturday night. I am journaling and you know what? I felt so called to get behind this mic because so many things were coming up for me. And you know, I think it's so easy to just like not want to record an episode because, you know, I don't have it planned in my calendar or I don't have my video charged and I have no video footage for this. But I was like, none of that matters. If you have a compelling message to share and you feel called and you feel moved, then you need to share that message because I always feel like the best content, the best messages, the best breakthroughs come out when we least expect it and when we are in the flow of it. And you know, I'm sitting here journaling because I think journaling is such a profound practice. You know, the fact that you can go pen to paper, literally pen to paper. All my journals, if you know me, are just like a Amazon basic and they're just a notepad where I write out things that are stemming. I literally will write out things that are coming up in my head. And I think it is such a profound practice to allow yourself to sit with yourself on a regular basis and just start to observe your mental thought processes, the thoughts that come up for you, the beliefs that come up, and then starting to question them, you know, well, why do I think that? Or why is that what I'm seeking? Or why do I feel X? Why do I feel this way? It's so profound when you start to marinate in your own head because your head, you know, your mind is your own place that you live in forever. You know, it could be such a positive, uplifting, and nurturing space to live in, or it can be a prison that you can't escape from. And it is so profound when you kind of come to terms with that and really soak in all that your mind is for you and the power of your mind and your mental headspace. And I think it's why I get so passionate with everything that I'm about with mindset and your limiting beliefs and law of attraction and all those things that I love to talk about. And I even ask every episode, every guest that we have on about those things that they do to enrich their mind because it's everything. It's what determines if we are going to take the bet on ourselves and take the leap or if we're going to stay in this spot that we're in right now or if we hold ourselves back from stepping into our true potential in life or if we play small and we continue to stay safe in the confines of our own mind. And we all do it. I'm just speaking to myself. Like there are so many blocks that I even have. And when I journal and I allow myself to get so clear and think and question the beliefs that I have and question the emotions that I'm feeling and ask myself, why do you feel like that, Aisha? Where is that coming from? What is it trying to cover? Why do you feel this need to do this? When really, maybe you just need to give that to yourself. And you know, just for like context of this, it's a Saturday. I'm sitting with myself and asking myself, you know, making plans. It's Saturday. It's an evening and I'm making plans, coordinating them. And I'm like, hold up. So all day, I also wanted to journal, by the way, and I just didn't get around to it. I wanted to take myself to a coffee shop earlier in the day. So it's the evening and I'm like, okay, let's journal. And then I started to go down this spiral and I was like, you know what? Let's go down this spiral. Like, why do you feel the need to be busy right now? It's a Saturday evening. Why do you feel this need within yourself to fill it with plans or fill it with other people's energy or fill it with plans because it's a Saturday night and everyone should be busy on a Saturday night. And that's just not true, right? It's just like a norm that we put in our head and a belief that we have that's beliefs are whatever we think is true can be the belief system. And I was like, wow, it's so true. Like if I feel the need to do this, why can't I create that own company for myself, create that own routine? And it's so wild. I was like looking at these places on Instagram that I wanted to go to, and there's this cool little spot downtown LA. And I was like, oh, this place looks like a vibe. Like, I definitely want to go there. And then I proceeded to like make my tea, get my journaling ready, get in the zone, put on a playlist. And the place I was looking at in downtown LA, it was like this cool new tea spot. And it looked just really New York to me, like something I'd find in New York. And I felt called to it. And I was like, wow, it's a private place, reservations only. Like, you have to book it in advance, set price. Anyway, when I sat down on my pillow and got into like my good meditation flow to journal, I was like, wow, this is just probably like what they do. And I could totally just like host people here and create that vibe here. In fact, it would be even better because I don't have to drive downtown. I don't have to deal with all that. Like, I understand it's an experience and everything like that, but it's just like, I was like, wow, I just created that in my own place and it's so comfortable and it's my home, which was a little side tangent. But the whole thing that I'm saying with journaling and this practice is that it's so profound and it can meet you at any place that you're at. And it's truly just something I want to really sit home and like nail that in here, because if you can cultivate any practice of sitting with yourself and absorbing your thoughts, that is where so much power lies, because then you realize that you're in control, because you can rewrite the narrative, you can rewrite the mental thought patterns, you can rewrite the stories that you tell yourself and adopt new ones, adopt self-serving thought patterns, adopt self-serving belief systems and stories that can plant you on a whole new trajectory for how you will live your life. Now, it's really profound when you think like that, and it's super inspiring and empowering and motivating to then create off of a blank canvas that you set the standard of. Now, you know, in life, when we're like calling in things, like I'm calling in a lot of different career goals right now, I'm calling in a lot of bigger opportunities with, you know, what I want to achieve with this podcast, with this, with my business, with my brands, with living here in LA, with my visa, with relationships, with new friendships. And I started writing about them because I'm huge on clarity and being so specific on what you want in life. Because if you're not clear on what you want, then the universe is confused. So being super specific and understanding what you want is so important and vital. But then also realizing, like, okay, in order to be a magnet for this reality, what do I need to do to be a magnet? I need to clean up my side of the street. I need to do some audits on how I am treating myself, my relationship with myself, because how you treat yourself is how everyone else will treat you. And how you view yourself is how the world views you. You know, if I am wanting to call in these healthy relationships and maybe call in a masculine partner that is a partner that is my lover, like say I'm calling in love, you know, what do I need to do to be that person for that other person? I think a lot of times we put the energy outside of ourselves and we're seeking things outside of ourselves and we're like, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this. But the biggest thing that I've been doing on myself as I'm calling in these huge desires for my life is I'm flipping the flashlight on myself and I'm asking myself, okay, Aisha, you're calling in this partner who is financially in a great spot, like also is very passionate about what they're building and creating in the world, because that's exactly how I am. I'm like so passionate about what I'm doing and I want a partner that mirrors that energy with their own work. It doesn't have to be the same thing, but just anything that truly makes them happy. I would love for them to have that light, that spark for what they're doing. I want them to, you know, look after themselves, value health because health is wealth, have a good relationship with their family, all these things, you know, the list can go on and on and on. But like, am I owning up to that? Am I a mirror image of that? And I think that the biggest shift for me and unlock that has been my whole move lately is just switching. It's almost weird. It's like, oh, I want to be open and dating and in that energy. And yes, I am. And I'm like, a yes to the universe when I'm like to dating. But at the same time, it's like, okay, bring the energy back in and make sure that you are being that light and that mirror image so you can attract that in. Because we attract what we are, and in every way, friendships, in your business, in your life, like you attract what you are. So as much as it honestly is really powerful too when you put the energy back, because then you can just focus on being your absolute best version every single day, giving your best to life, putting your best foot forward, and you can trust that as you put your best foot forward, as you are your best, as you're showing up to light this life, this bright light who is giving it their all and is a magnet, and you bask in gratitude for all that is, you become a magnet for more. And I've been really sitting with that narrative and being like, okay, how can you enjoy and love on the time that you have with yourself? How can you enjoy and love on you? Because someone who's going to come in is only going to love you how much you do. And if you can learn to expand love and compassion for yourself, imagine the tone and the person that you are welcoming the space to bring in. And that's all like to say, like, I was not like that before. Like, even like last year, I would say that, but it's not true. And I think that when you start to shift this narrative, everything, your inner world is such a reflection of your outer world. So really honoring and nurturing in that inner world. You know, whenever I journal, like right now, I got almost into tears, because as I start to go back into like the protector parts of myself and why I do some of the things I do, I started to think back to that younger version of myself, and it started to get me emotional, because I remember growing up, like when girls necessarily weren't so nice to me, and I was never that kid in school who fit in and was in with the cool girls, or like got attention from guys when I was young. It was like, it's so crazy to think how life can change, but how when you are little and you have those, not even like traumas, but like little experiences where maybe you're picked on in school, or like someone is really mean to you and you're so young, and those types of things, that experiences that happen, they kind of form little like darts almost in you, right? And then you growing up, you tried to cover them up and have protector parts of you. And I know Gabrielle Bernstein talks about protector parts a lot. And when I journal and get so into, you know, where certain things that I do come from, it's kind of crazy when it goes back to then. And I'm like, wow, if only I could tell that younger version of Aisha, that little girl, that everything, your life is going to change beyond. And all the people who were mean to you are going to become people who want to be connected to you. You're going to be the one who is leading a team, is bringing together people in your work life and hosting things that bring people together. And it's just so wild how when we're young, we're so impressionable, and how much of a potent time it is to just enrich ourselves with so much love and positivity and good vibrations and good beliefs. And I was just like journaling on this, like when I have a daughter or a son and a kid, like to just truly honor them for all that they are and celebrate every little flaw, every little thing that they get in school, like every little thing that I got picked on. Like when I'm a mom, like celebrating that in my child, because none of that shit matters. Like when kids make fun of you, or when you don't fit in, or if the guy gave you attention when you're like in elementary school, none of that matters, because when you grow up, that same person's going to be in your requests and your DMs. And it's like, it's just so crazy how life can change and how much it is so important from a young age to now to continue to nurture yourself and be so kind to yourself. And on that note, being so kind to others, because Everyone is going through their own battle, and we never know what someone is dealing with or what they've dealt with to kind of put that armor on. Like, everyone kind of has their own armor, and like sometimes people can be like very hard to let people in, or they can just be like have a wall up until they get to know you. And it's like, we never know why people put these walls up or why people walk around with the certain kind of impressions and things that they do. Everyone is such beings of love, and everyone has so much love to give the world. And I think that like when we kind of judge or we think someone's closed off, it's like maybe they have a reason. Maybe there was something in their past that made them that way, and we never know the full story. And I think it's just so important as humans in this world that we are always being so compassionate, kind, loving, and caring to one another because of that. And when we walk around with that love and that compassion, it is so magnetic and attractive. It makes people want to be around you. And at the same time, like, you can just feel good because you're just being, you know who you are and you know what you stand for. And at the end of the day, like, if they don't receive that well, you can live with yourself and you can feel so good because you served everyone with love. And I just get very passionate about that because I think about that a lot. Like, living here in LA, I'm like, wow, you know, everyone is going through. Everyone's building an empire. Everyone is also maybe like struggling to build an empire. Like, let's all just help each other. Let's all be so kind. We're all on these abundant journeys, and let's build each other up. Now, I get so passionate about journaling. You guys are probably like, girl, you should just drop a journal and maybe it'll have prompts and maybe that'll come in the future. But I really want to encourage this note on this podcast episode in itself for you to create and set the tone for yourself to get clear on your desires, but also just to bask in the gratitude. Getting so grateful for all that we have while we're seeking more and makes you a magnet. I was at a coffee with my friend Chad earlier today, and we were just like, yes, we're like talking about all the things we're excited about for the year in 2024 and like everything we're calling in. But at the same time, we're like, wow, you know what? Like, hell yeah. And thank you, God. Thank you, universe, for all that is now. Because like, I do this a lot, and I'm such a goal-oriented person. I'm always like, I have goals in every single pillar of my life, my personal life, my body, my health, my mental state, my business, my financial state, my relation, like literally like that is me. And I think that's also a really great thing, like honoring myself, like, oh, wow, thank you, self. You are so goal-oriented. You are so powerful. You are so, I love that you are so driven, like, thankful for that. But then also, you know, celebrating in the now. I've noticed this about myself recently, like with the new year, I've recently just started working with a couple big clients and brands that I would have always died, like literally vision board clients. And, you know, instead of being like, I'm grateful, and like, instead of just really soaking in that gratitude, like, wow, you are now getting to work with this type of person and this leader and help them on their mission and their empire and like truly live up to your purpose as a business owner, because that's what you offer and like the things that they're hiring for, you can really abundantly fulfill. But like, I'm like, okay, well, now I want X amount more, or oh, I need to get to this amount more so I can hit this goal by the end of the year or hit this income financial projection. And it's like, wow, can I just stop and marinate in the gratitude for the now? Can I just be so grateful for this opportunity? Can I just be so grateful to live where I'm living now as I'm calling in my dream home with my dream interior and my dream podcast studio with the setup already done? Like, can I just be so grateful for where I'm at right now? Like, grateful for the safe home I live in, to have the financial means to pay all my bills, to be able to, you know, drive a car and like go to the store when I want and like have the flexibility. It's like the little things are such big things. And I think that when we can bask in the gratitude, it makes such a difference. And Chad and I were talking about that today. We're like, can we just like be grateful for the now? Like, I think it's a powerful thing to be seeking and constantly on that projection of like the next thing and the next thing. But like, in that journey, and this is like everything I'm about, right? I'm always about manifestation on this podcast and enforcing you guys to like dream big and go big and take action every single day. You guys know on Coffee and a Good Vibe on Instagram, if you're not following it at Coffee and a Good Vibe, make sure you're following because I share daily stories on there. And every morning I'm like, it's a new day. Like we can make this day anything we want, like move yourself forward, action every single day, intentional action, intentional alignment, energy calibration. I'm all about that. But in that, like, let's operate with such gratitude for all that is now, because that's what makes all the difference. And I just truly want to say that on here because that's another thing that's been really stemming with me. And do it like, okay. And also I'm just going to caveat this say, and like bask in gratitude for no reason either. Like, even if you're like, oh, there's always things to be grateful for. But even if you're like, oh, I didn't get this thing, or I'm not financially able to like pay all my bills right now. Like that is grateful that like you have a roof over your head. You are living today. You are breathing. We're here. You're listening to this podcast. I don't know what the context is. If you're walking in the sun, if you're in your car, if you're making dinner, like whatever it is, like you are here. How much of a blessing is it that you're alive and you're here? I think it's so easy to compare and contrast. And like, I live in an environment where I'm always around people who are so inspiring and like doing big things and playing the game at way bigger levels than I am. And I'm just like, wow, I'm so inspired and I'm so grateful for where I am at. I think it's so beautiful. Like I do a lot of meetings and calls in my day with being in PR and like having and like connecting with brands and brands team members. And I get so fascinated when I like meet all new people. I meet all different types of people in my kind of day, like literally all different types of personalities, all different types of financial levels, brands, niches, all that. And I get so fascinated by it because I love to connect with people. And it's so fun to meet people where they're at and like meet people who are like, you know, maybe they just like aren't very warm at the front, but like I love my intention always when I go into the meeting is meet them with so much love. And at the end of the meeting, they're just like, Aisha, let's be friends. Like, what's your number? And it's so fun for me because I truly have a genuine joy and passion for connecting. And I think that's what I do, why I'm in the industry I am, because I think you have to be a super connector in my industry and like be able to nurture any relationship and build any relationship. So I do know that like, that's my superpower, but like I am just so, it's so fun to meet people and like understand where they're coming from, what their backgrounds are and what makes them happy. And like, it's so cool how we live in such a vibrant world where everyone has different things that make them happy. Everyone has different goals. And I think it's a beautiful thing, like contrast. And it's just a beautiful thing. Like when I think about my sister, I don't think she listens to this podcast, but Natasha, hi, if you're listening. When we like, or together around holidays and when she's here in LA, it's like she always makes this joke like, oh, I would never want to live this LA life because like she sees how much I'm always on and I'm always working and everywhere in LA, like where at least where I live, it's like very busy and city life. And it's so funny because like she loves it while she's here and like she's here for like a little trip and she likes Erewhon and all that. But then she's like makes these jokes like, wow, I would never want to live your life, Aisha. She always says that as a joke. And it's so funny because every personality is wired so differently. And like, for me, like I couldn't see another life. Like when I go home, I'm like, I love it for when I'm home and I love the slowdown and the change of pace and the environment and the people. But then I'm like, yeah, get me back to LA. Like I'm so ready to be back in my flow and my action. And it's just contrast is such a beautiful thing. And self-awareness is an even more beautiful thing, right? When you're so self-aware and clear on who you are and what you want. And when you are self-aware and when you're clear on what you want, I'm telling you, when you're specific, it makes everything easier. It makes the action easier each day. It makes calibrating your energy every single day to what you're seeking better and easier. It makes the God and the universe a magnet for what you want because you're so clear. Now, I hope this lands for you in any way. I hope that this podcast, this little solo riff that I went on, I hope it lands in any way. I always love listening to certain podcasts that are short quickies that provide me with so much inspiration. And that's what I hope this was in any way. And I hope it serves and lands. And if it lands with you in any capacity, I would love if you can share it with a friend. You know, whatever platform you're listening on, share this episode, copy and paste the link, and send them a text. And send them like, hey, I think you need to join this family, copy and a good vibe, because I would love to have them a part of the family, because it's a family here, truly a family. And let me know if you're listening on Instagram. Check us out on Instagram at Coffee and a Good Vibe. Lots of events coming, lots. So make sure you're following along on there and make sure you subscribe to Coffee and a Good Vibe on all places you get your podcasts. And if you do feel called and you have 2 seconds and you can give us a rating and review, that would mean the world, because those little ratings and review means so much and they help the show grow. It's crazy how much it does help. I don't ask all the time, but I've noticed like the podcast that I listen to that asks, like, yes, it does matter. It matters. So it would mean so much if you could, only if you feel called. And I'm sending you all the love wherever you're at, whatever time of day, whatever month, season, transition period you're going through. I am sending you utmost love. I'm sending you utmost light, positivity, gratitude, and just want you to know that everything finds you in divine timing. You are on the right path, and I promise you, everything is aligning in your highest good. I'm sending you all the love, and I will see you guys in the next one.